The sixth Soliya of Parshas Vayikra begins V'im Nefesh Achas Techeto, and Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch notes that we see here that the chatas of an individual and that of the nasi are essentially the same because the mitzvot apply equally. It's only different as far as the animal, in that the nasi brings a seir, which reflects his different national role, while the individual brings a kivso or a sirah. The Oznayim Matari explains that the nasi is called a nefesh achas to represent the fact that they influence everyone. There's also a drasha on the words nefesh achas to tell us the halacha of shnayim shasoa, that when we have a malacha on Shabbos that can normally be performed by one person, but is here being performed by two in an unnatural way, so then there is an exemption from liability. And there's an extensive discussion about the parameters of this concept, including the question that's discussed by Rav Yosef Engel and his Tshuvas Ben Poras and others, as to whether this is a halacha that is specific to Shabbos, or whether this extends to other Torah prohibitions. And we find, for example, also that the Tu Ashur discusses whether a shchita that is done by a Jew and a non-Jew together is considered a shchita of an Oved Avodah Zarah. It's also a question of whether this applies to mitzvos that are done by two people, whether that's credited to either individual or not, and other related issues. Rav Shechter in a Sefer Eretz HaTzvi notes that it seems to be an unusual question to ask if this is exclusive to Shabbos, being that this pasuk is actually not talking about Shabbos. He suggests that the relevance of this pasuk is to define what is considered to be a maisa, an action, and then perhaps it is plugged back into Shabbos, which is especially understandable because the nature of the Isser of Malacha on Shabbos, according to many, is defined specifically by doing a action, by doing a maisa. So therefore, if indeed a maisa is impacted by whether it is done by one person or two, so therefore this pasuk could be relevant to determining how that is defined. Pasuk Lamed describes how the blood of the chatas is placed at the top of the mizbeach. The first Mishnah in Kinim teaches that that is only for a chatas behema, while a chatas ha'of is on the bottom of the mizbeach. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Darash Moshe suggests a reason for that, that perhaps it correlates to different mentalities that brings one to sin, that the behema that's brought by an usher reflects the fact that an usher tends to sin because he is likely to forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he has so much privilege in his life, so therefore he would tend to forget God, and therefore he needs to be reminded that God is above him and to be directed upward, while an ani has different issues, and he tends to be mad at a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he needs to be directed downward in order to be reminded to be happy to be alive. In Parakeh, Pasuk Aleph, we read about the atonement that is necessary for one who knows about testimony that could be helpful to another and fails to provide it, indicating that there is a prohibition involved in failing to do so. The Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Ninvav understands that this Isser applies to those who could actually create a liability, in other words, when there are two Edim involved. If there is only one witness involved, then there is a liability b'dei shamayim because there is the potential to force a shvuah. Some suggest that there may also be a liability if there's a situation where one aid can accomplish something on his own. For example, the Ksos discusses if there's a situation where one aid has been accepted, such as when a karov or a pasul can be accepted. The Menchas Chinuch also raises the possibility, if it's a matter of Isurin, where an Eid Echad is believed. It's noteworthy that what we're talking about here is essentially a prohibition to avoid testifying, and it's interesting that the Pasuk doesn't say that straight out, and instead tells us about what the atonement is for one who doesn't testify when he could have made a difference. And the Oznayim LaTorah has a fascinating observation here, and he notes that the Torah is recognizing that it's very hard for people to get involved in other people's fights, and everyone wants to avoid doing that. So therefore, the Torah doesn't directly address us to do so and makes that understood by inference, and instead just tells us what the atonement is for those who fail to stand up and get involved. Pasuk Zayin talks about the chatas of an ani who is not able to afford a sheep. So instead, he is told to bring shtei sarim, o shnei v'nei yonah, la Hashem, echad l'chatas, v'echad l'olah. And the Ibn Ezra talks about why it is that he brings these two, Echad l'chatos v'echad l'olah, and one suggestion he has is that perhaps there is an extra concern here that the individual who is poor has a machshava of grievance against God over his situation, and it's that thought that requires an atonement. However, if that were the case, you would think that this would be even more so for the one who is economically below this individual, the Dali Dalos. This is a question that's raised by the Chida, who explains that for that case, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has compassion for his situation and forgives him for that thought. So this is a fascinating psychological insight that we see that people in different circumstances are treated with different levels of understanding. That on the one hand, the regular Ani who has this thought of grievance is told that he has to appreciate at least what he has to recognize that there are people who are even worse off than he is, while the one who is indeed in a worse off position receives this extra degree of compassion.